You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The city of San Luis Obispo will start accepting applications for cannabis businesses on January 7th. There are just three licenses available for retail storefronts. City officials have already figured out where those three stores can go, and the taxing structure is in place. But there are no limits on the number of manufacturing, distribution, testing, and delivery businesses that can open. But no matter what kind of businesses, in order to get a permit from the city, owners are going to have to provide a lot of detail in their plans and have a healthy chunk of change ready. The permit application alone costs over $22,000, and annual permit fees will cost anywhere from $65,000 to $90,000 in San Luis Obispo. Jim Troop is the city manager of Lompoc. He says there is no limit on the number of cannabis businesses, retail or otherwise, that can open there. The city is currently processing 26 applications.
And of those 26, as of today, I just signed off on number 10. So that gives them the license to proceed here in the city.
In 2019, several cannabis storefronts are expected to open along Ocean Avenue in Lompoc. Troop says the city isn't exactly looking to become the cannabis capital of the Central Coast. It's a matter of revenue.
We're in a position right now that we need to either make some substantial cost reductions or find another way to increase our revenues, and this was one of the ways we looked at it, increasing revenues, so that was one of the driving factors.
The Troop says the paperwork involved in processing all these new businesses is substantial, and the city hasn't hired any new staff. Current staff are doing it on top of their regular duties.
Anyone that wants to come to town, we're trying to be as business-friendly as possible. I think trying to get through these as quickly as we have is kudos to our staff and taking that on, but also to let those that are trying to do business here know that we'll do whatever we need to do to be open and receiving to their business.
The city of Lompoc has also assisted its cannabis applicants with securing their state licensing. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.